Hi everyone. It's good to have you here again. My name is Bidemi, and today I'm hosting Aminat Lawal. Aminat is a data engineer who has been working with data for a very quite a number of years. She's going to tell us about her developer life, her story, and how she got started in tech and what she's been doing ever since. Hi Aminat, good to have you.
Hi, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So I was talking to you before the recording started, and you were telling me how you started working with data entry. So could you tell us more about how you got started in tech?
Okay, so like I mentioned before, for a lot of people, they transition into the tech role, but I've always worked in a sort of like a tech role. I have a degree in mathematics, so my first working experience was during the student industrial working experience. I went to work at a company, and they assigned me to work in the ICT department. Now, in the ICT department, they have statistics and they have computer sciences department. So I started out working in the statistics department. So the plan was for me to work in the two departments to get an idea of what I wanted to do because I couldn't make up my mind. They asked me to choose. So I started in the statistics department where I was literally like a data entry officer. I had this PC and then I had spreadsheets and I was always entering data. And then for a while I worked in the IT department where I was kind of doing some kind of IT support kind of stuff. So that was my first working experience, and it was kind of in the tech role. So and then the next time I worked was during my service year, and I went back to the same place, and I was working there in the same department as an information technology officer. So I've always worked in a kind of like tech or tech adjacent role.
Oh, that's amazing. But there's this part where you mentioned that you really were not sure what you wanted to do. And I feel like it's a thing with us Nigerians, especially in university, where you know that your degree can open up doors to so many things, and you've just not like decided what you want to do at that time.
I agree with what you said, especially for me with the kind of course I read, right? When I wanted to go to university and they asked me to go and do computer science, like I didn't see anybody that was working in computer science that I really liked, that was doing anything that was fun or anything. It was not the way it was where you have different kind of career paths and all of that. That time when they told me to go and read computer science, like most of the people that read computer science around me that I knew, there were all these people that were doing networking and all of that, and that was not even interesting to me at all. So when I went to read math, when you read math in Nigeria, what they tell you is that there is absolutely nothing you can do, you cannot do. There is nothing you can fit in any role. And when I went for my IT, that was the same thing they told me to. You write mathematics, yeah, you can be in any way that you want, we'll put you there. So I couldn't make up my mind. So that was why I did the statistics and I did the IT support role. For a long period, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. It wasn't until, and it even went as far with my career in data too. When I got my first job, I got my first job as a data analyst, and I was there for a while. I wasn't really enjoying it, and then I went to data science. I did data science. I worked in data science role for like a year before eventually I moved to data engineering. So I think you just keep trying and keep trying until you find what eventually works for you.
Yes. Thank you so much for reinforcing that. So I'm going to ask you now that what do you do? And I'm asking because it sounds it's like a full circle moment when a few years ago, when you were still in university, you were not sure what you wanted to do. But now that you've tried so many things, you've settled into a particular role and you're like excelling at it. So tell me what you do right now.
Okay, currently I work as a data engineer at a fintech called Yada. Yada is a company that develop financial solutions that target that solves that seeks to solve financial inclusion, right? So I currently work there as a data engineer. So my career as a data engineer is actually as a result of me having worked as a data analyst and my previous roles in data. So I found out that, like I said, I started working with spreadsheets. So, and then I tried to, when I was learning data science, I picked up Python. But I found out that instead of me, I was doing data science for like a year, but I could never come up with anything by myself. I'm not in that frame of mind of data science. But I found that because I work adjacent to data analyst roles, my knowledge of Python, instead of me to develop models or whatever they asked me to do, I was instead focusing more on writing scripts that were making data analysis easier, on extracting data and all of that. That came more naturally to me. So that was what made me to transition into data engineer. And now that's what I do for the company that I work with.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you've tried out data analysis, data science, and data engineering. Which one would you say is the easiest?
I don't think it's a matter of the easiest. I think it's a matter of what you have a natural aptitude to, right? Honestly, I think, and it just depends on what your idea of what the easiest is. Everything, there is no rule that it's easy. It depends on how you do the job. When you are a data analyst, if you see your work as just cleaning data, extracting data, is going to be easy. But when you are in that role and you decide to take it a step further, when you have a natural aptitude for something, there is a way you are going to do it that you're going to take it a step further, it's going to show. And that was what was lacking for me with data science. I didn't find any of them difficult. I think possibly I found data engineering the most difficult. And I think a lot of the reason why I found it most difficult was because I was always trying new things. I was always pushing the boundaries of what is in front of me. I'm always thinking of, okay, how else can I do this? How else can I do that? And that was not something I was doing in my previous role. I was mostly just doing the same thing over and over again. And it showed in the quality of work that I was doing then.
Okay, that's amazing. Thank you so much for expanding on that. So far, what do you think is like what you've enjoyed most in your career so far? I know you just said that you enjoyed the data engineering part. But even within data engineering, I feel like there should be a lot of things that you do on a day-to-day basis. So which part of the data engineering do you actually enjoy? Is it the sourcing or the building pipelines?
Oh, I think it's everything. I think it's mostly in the context of whatever I'm doing is, whether it's the sourcing or the building pipeline, what context am I sourcing data? What context am I building pipelines, right? So I think for me, it's the challenge, it's the problem. You know, when I first started out, I was always scared that, one of my biggest fears is, okay, I know this. The awareness of what I know and the awareness of what I didn't know, right? I was always like, okay, I know this, I'm confident in this. But what if this happens? And I'm always scared of that. What if this happens? What am I going to do? And
What if you break things?
Yeah, what if you break things? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And then I've pushed past that side now. And I'm in this space where I'm like, okay, I actually know that every day that I go to work, I don't know what I'm going to expect, right? I don't know what the requirements are going to be. I don't know what problems I'm going to have. But I've gotten to the place where I know I am going to fix this, right? And I'm kind of thriving and enjoying that. Like, okay, so it breaks. Previously, if something breaks, the first thing is, let's panic, right? So it's breaks. I think it's also the awareness that, I'm at my last bus stop. Like, I'm just at this place that me and this two, we just have to make it work, right? So, but if something breaks now, it's not panic. Okay, what happened? Let us see. What's the problem, right?
Yeah, you're so confident in your skills that you know that, oh, I'm going to fix this no matter what.
Yeah, and yeah, there's confidence in the skills, and there's also the we are not going anywhere. I'm just going to do this thing, and it's going to work. Me, I know it's going to. I don't know how it's going to work. I think the worst case scenario is that you come up with a solution that is not very efficient, that is temporary, and all of that. But you know it's going to work. And also, I've also learned to ask people, like if this doesn't work, that's like the worst case scenario, and 90% of the time it works. I'm going to have to call someone, and we're going to look into it together. But honestly, for me, it's the challenge. You just don't know what you are going to face. You don't know what requirement somebody is going to ask you. You don't know what's new ways to do things. You don't know what you can improve on. And I also like the critical thinking part, because like when you're designing the data engineering pipeline, there are so many moving parts, right? You are thinking in terms of performance, you are thinking in terms of best way, you are thinking in terms of your code, optimizing the services you are using. So I like that. I like that. That's like the best part of data engineering for me. And also the business requirements. I also like that you get to work. You can see the impact of your work in the business, right? It's not just code, right? It's very easy to see, oh, you are actually solving problems, business problems, like in using engineering.
Okay. So I like that you brought out that business part. And I was hoping that you can tell me. So for example, maybe there's a project that you worked on from the beginning, and then how or where were you able to see that project work in a business context? Can you like tell me about that?
Oh, okay. So I recently worked for a company. I worked for a company recently, and it was about, they had this fragmented data several places and all of that. So it was about consolidating the data into a single data, kind of like a data warehouse, and then to see the true state of the data that they have. Because if you have data in multiple places, there's no true source. It was just very difficult, right? So it was in the process of building the data, building a kind of data infrastructure for them, like a data warehouse, and then following up. And because of my analysis background, I'm able to understand and analyze data in a way that I think if I started out directly for maybe software engineering, I would have that appreciation for data. So, I did a data presentation, and I presented it to them, and a lot of the numbers that they had was very wrong. And they already had projections that, oh, this is where we expect our revenue to be by this time of the month. This is where our customer projection and all of that. They already had that. And then I did my analysis, because I took the extra step, I did presentation, and it was way off what they had, right?
What they had.
It was way off what they had. But also there were some places that they could maximize and do improvement on it. Fortunately, I also had to work with they had the data scientists with them. So based on the data, we were able to build the model, and then they were able to use that model to reevaluate the entire business process. So it was just a way of seeing that the things that you do, they are not abstract, right? They are things that have direct effect
impact
on businesses are run.
Thank you so much for telling that. So would you say that everyone who wants to work with data should come from an analysis background, from a data analysis background?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very good, right? It's certainly very good, especially data engineering is not a good place to, not an easy field to break into. So it's very good that it's not compulsory, but it's not compulsory to come from a data analysis background, but it is very important. I think perhaps it's even compulsory to have appreciation for data analysis to understand how data is analyzed, right? So because first of all, most likely, most often than not, you are going to be working with data analysts. And also, when people, it is very important to understand the business. I don't think it's even the data analysis that matters. I think it's the business that matters. Recently, I'm taking a look into for things like data modeling. Data modeling at its core is like a representation of the business at a glance. So if you don't understand the business, there is no way you would be able to represent the business in terms of model accurately. So I think whatever you do, it's understanding of the business or the industry that you work in. Why what you do matters to the stakeholders. Because if not, you are just going to be talking in terms of the tools that you use. They will, especially in the role that like data engineer, that people don't even understand what exactly you do. You are not software engineer, you are not data analyst. So what are you? What is it that you do? So it is very important that you understand, you have appreciation for data and the impact of what data can do, so that you can you'll be able to put the work that you do into context to stakeholders.
Amina, thank you so much for telling me this. So I think when we are starting out in our careers, especially software engineers, there's this part of us that does not think of the business side. And I'm going to say that I'm a victim of that too. When I was just starting out and I worked as, what's it called now? All this infrastructure administration. And I wasn't thinking of business context. I was mostly thinking of, oh, deployments and managing applications and all that. It was until I personally worked with data, and then it felt like my eyes just opened up to new things, right? Like, okay, this is how what I do actually affects the business. This is how I can make improvement. And I would also say that, do you think that even if you're not working as a data professional, try and learn more about data?
Yes, it is very important to learn about data. It is very important. If I don't work in data, even, I don't know, maybe because I already work in data, so it's probably too late for me. But I am that friend that will always pull up numbers. I am that person. It's very annoying. Everybody knows it. Like,
or maybe it's your math background.
I don't even know. I am that person that, one thing about me, I'm going to pull out the numbers, because I think numbers are very, very important. Like, let us know what we are doing. We cannot agree on many things. Like, there are a lot of things that you cannot contextualize, right? Everybody have their own definition of things. But I think numbers, language of numbers, is something that everybody speaks. If we say something is 20%, what are we aiming for? 20%. Do we all agree on this 20%? Yes, we can all work towards that. It gives a clear goal instead of something abstract that nobody understands. I think appreciation for numbers, that is something that is very important. And especially, I think, if you are someone that is able to put things across in terms of numbers, I think you will even go far, no matter the industry that you work in. It's like when you're writing resume, I don't know whether it's a recent development, but in the past, I'm sure it's something that you've come across, where you are writing your resume and they'll tell you, put the numbers there. I did this, it impacted this, which leads to so numbers of things. I did this, which leads to a certain percentage of things. I think it's a very good way to think about things, to put things in perspective.
Okay, so would you now say all of us should go and get a degree in quantitative, in mathematics or economics or something?
No. But I don't think everybody should. But it's just that there are some places that you want to get to. There are some things that you want to do, that numbers are just, being able to think in a certain way will help you go far. It's your best interest.
Okay. Thank you so much. So everybody should be data oriented or numbers oriented.
Yes, especially the world that we live in right now. It's not exactly numbers, I think like quantitative reasoning, basically.
Thank you so much.
Okay, what are my biggest challenges working in this field that I am now? I think I'm not very good at advocating for myself, right? I think I believe in the like you do the work and people will see that you are doing the work. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's not enough that you do the work. You also have to talk about the work that you're doing. And as somebody that is an introvert, that does not work for me. Doesn't work for me. It's really, really difficult for me. So one thing that I've been trying to do is finding a balance and being in spaces that I enjoy, right? Understanding that I'm not going to be in every space. There's no need for me to be in every space, but there are spaces that I can actually enjoy and actually try to participate in that space. And also another thing is I don't know, it's also not something that I feel like was going to be a problem for me, but also there is also this tendency that you have to act a certain way, you have to behave a certain way to for people to see that you can write code. I think one of the biggest challenges I face in my career is people do not believe that I can actually write code. I can't tell you the number of times that I apply for roles and I do interviews and people will be like, oh, we like you, you're very smart and what, but how about you come and do this product manager? I mean, you can do community manager and all of that.
That's not what you're interested in.
Yeah, that's not what I'm interested in. And for a while, I took roles like that because I felt like, oh, it was a way of getting my foot in the dust. Yeah, and it didn't work out for me, right? So
people don't see you as technical enough.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, and I still don't know what I need to do, but. Okay. I'm learning not to take it personally. It's just there are prejudices and all of that. But something I'm constantly having to struggle with to say, oh, I write code, I write good code, I can do this job. But people say, no, yes, we agree with you, we are an asset, but how about you come and do this business analyst
instead?
Role? Yeah.
For the past 20 or so minutes, I've had Amina to talk to me about her career, about her work, about what she does presently, and how she started or how she got her feet into tech. She told us that she has a mathematics degree, and now I feel like maybe I should go back to school to go study maths or statistics too, so I can be very, very numbers oriented. Well, it's been a very, very insightful section. And thank you so much for joining us, Amina.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, everyone. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.